And our second L'Oreal UNESCO winner today is Dr. Kirsty Nash from the University of Tasmania. And she's, as you'd expect, very well pleased.
The great thing about the award is not only does it provide me with some funding to do my research, which is looking at the nutrient content of coral reef fish and how that might change with climate change, but it also comes with childcare support. So I get support for my research, but also for the logistics of doing the research, which is a pretty unusual thing to get a fellowship that supports in both ways.
Inevitable question straight after Glasgow. What did you think of the result of the COP meeting from your point of view?
I'm oscillating a little bit.
So's the world.
Yeah. I have a kernel of hope that it drew so much attention and it felt politicians in certain areas were really pressured to show up and perform. So I'm taking that as an optimistic sign.
Now, when you came to Australia something like 12, 13 years ago, you went to James Cook University because obviously there's a gigantic reef there the size of Italy. And you continued to work on that. Then you moved around the country, almost covering the coast. And now you've gone to Hobart, but you're still studying corals. There are corals in Tasmania, are there not?
The reason I came to Hobart was because of the interdisciplinary marine research that's being done here. So the Centre for Marine Socioecology, which is attached to UTAS, but also to CSIRO, brings together researchers both from marine science, but also from governance and law and geography and psychology, and really explores how humans can live and work with the ocean to produce as healthy an ocean and to support society in as positive a way as possible. And I think that's the really exciting thing about the work that's being done in Hobart. So I can continue to work on coral reefs, but really get the benefit of learning from all these people working in such a wide array of disciplines.
How human beings react to coral reefs and, with any luck, enjoy them and save them as well.
Exactly. And, you know, for someone, my background is very much coral reef ecology. It's been a massive learning curve to move beyond just following a reef fish around underwater and really get to grips with what are the social issues. The ones that I'm really focusing on is food and nutrition security. So what food we can gain from coral reefs and what nutrients we can gain from coral reefs, so things like vitamin A, zinc, calcium, and how we can maximise both ocean health and the health of the coral reef and how the coral reef is functioning, but at the same time optimise the nutrients and the food that we're getting from coral reefs, because they are so important for so many communities around the world, particularly along the shores of developing countries.
How do you exploit them without destroying them?
Well, I think the really crucial thing is to understand the trade-offs and synergies between different objectives. So if you have a conservation objective and you want to support a healthy functioning reef, and you also want to support the nutrition and the food security of the surrounding communities, where are the overlaps? If you catch a certain fish, what's the impact of catching that fish on the health of the reef? And what's the impact of catching that fish on the local nutrition and food and diet? And only by understanding what the trade-offs are or the synergies are between those two can you really get a handle on and make informed decisions and ensure that the local communities and local government can actually understand that when they make a decision or when they make a policy, what the implications are from a conservation perspective, but also from a social perspective.
Because you've got so many life forms there, even invisible ones in the water you don't see. It's just like a rainforest, except more so.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the things I noticed. So I worked as a dive instructor for quite a long time. And really, you see people coming and they've never seen a coral reef before and they get in the water and they begin to understand how diverse it is. And it's not just a few corals and a few fish. There's an amazing array of corals and fish and crabs and lobsters and, you know, as you say, all these things you can't even see. And I think it's one of the things I enjoyed about being a dive instructor was really getting to show people that diversity and get to see their reaction and then know that they were then going to go home and, you know, maybe they're going to watch The Blue Planet and really have a better appreciation of what they're seeing.
Indeed. Now you've got this award and you've got yourself well set up in Tasmania. What are you going to be studying specifically and how?
So what I'm studying is how the nutrient content of reef fish, so as I said, things like calcium, zinc, vitamin A, things that are essential to human health, how much of those nutrients we can get from coral reef fish today and how that might change up and to 2050 with climate change. So the idea is that I'll be creating this model that helps us predict the nutrient production from coral reef fisheries across Southeast Asia up till 2050. There's a modelling component, but also then going out and collecting some reef fish and actually measuring what their nutrient content is today in different locations and in different temperatures, so across latitudes.
And do you go there very much, to other tropical countries?
Well, pre-COVID, and hopefully, fingers crossed, post-COVID. At the moment, that's what I'm trying to do, is I'm trying to plan out how to adjust my project within the constraints of COVID and travel. So we'll probably be starting out working within Queensland, and then hopefully next year, as things start to open up, moving to some of the islands in the Pacific.
Lovely. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Dr. Kirsty Nash, another of the L'Oréal UNESCO winners this year, and her recognition is well-timed with yet another reminder this week that 10% of global fish stocks are in danger of collapse, a reminder from the Global Fish Index and our own Dr. Andrew Forrest.